Aunt Sarah sits on the couch and watches her two little darling nieces playing with their dolls. Her sister had asked her to babysit them again, and of course she agreed. She loves seeing her cute little girls. Kenzie is already 7 years old, and little Emily is only 5. She'd never tell her sisters that the reason she loves babysitting them is because she loves to stare at their tiny, underage bodies. They make her cock throb, and she always masturbates thinking about what she wants to do to them. When they were a lot younger, she would jerk off in front of them and cum all over their cute, innocent little faces. She'd scoop up her cum and make them suck it off her finger. She had resisted doing anything to them now that they are older, but she just can't hold back any longer. Kenzie is wearing tiny shorts that barely cover her small preteen ass, and Emily is wearing an adorable dress that keeps riding up and showing off her pretty pink panties. Her hair is done up in cute pigtails, and the straps on her dress keep falling down, giving Sarah glimpses of her flat kiddie chest. Why would her sister dress them like little sluts if she didn't want them to be raped? Sarah had to fuck their throat pussies. It's what she always dreamed of. She loves the thought of having the little sluts choke on her while she rams their faces, barely able to breathe. She gets up and walks over to Kenzie. The young girl asks if she wants to play with them, but instead of answering, she starts caressing her small face, sticking her fingers in the girl's mouth to test how wet and warm her mouth pussy is. Kenzie just sits there on her knees and lets it happen, just like a good little slut. Emily's watching, a little confused.
Aunt Sarah, why are you touching her face like that? Does it feel good? Do me too.
Emily's cute little voice makes her cock even harder. She pulls down her pants to let it spring out, hitting Kenzie in the face.
Whoa! Your thingy's so big, Aunt Sarah. Are you sure you should be showing it to us?
She ignores the girl and just lines up her cock at the entrance to Kenzie's little kiddie mouth pussy. The young slut still has it open for her aunt, so she just puts her hands on the back of Kenzie's head and pushes her down until all 12 inches are lodged down the child's throat. Emily seems impressed at first, watching the whole thing disappear, but then she hears her sister start to violently gag around the shaft.
Aunt Sarah, she's choking! Your thingy's too big for her, take it out!
Again, she ignores the 5-year-old and starts moving Kenzie's head up and down on her shaft. She's jerking off with the young girl's throat pussy, fucking it like a fleshlight. Emily starts crying as her sister gets her face raped right in front of her. The young girl doesn't understand that preteen sluts are supposed to be rape dolls for horny adults. Their tiny holes are meant to be stuffed with cock. That's all they're good for.
Please, Aunt Sarah, you're hurting her. She's your niece. You shouldn't be doing this to her.
She just keeps thrusting, churning up so much spit in Kenzie's mouth. It feels as amazing as she thought it would. The tiny child fuck toy needed to be raped. Emily tries to push her away, but she isn't strong enough. She's helpless to stop her older sister from getting throat pounded.
Please just stop. I'll do anything. Just take your thingy out of her mouth. It's wrong, Aunt Sarah.
Sarah admires the girl's love for her sister and decides to take her up on her offer. She pulls out of Kenzie's mouth and lets the girl fall limp on the ground. She grabs Emily and starts rubbing her cock all over her face, spreading Kenzie's throat slime all over it.
No, wait. I don't want it either. It feels so icky. Please don't put it in my mouth.
She rubs her cock on the girl's lips, but Emily knows to keep her mouth shut now. She grabs the girl's pigtails and pulls hard. The pain makes her cry out, giving Sarah the opening she needs. She uses her pigtails as handles and shoves her cock down the young girl's throat. It's even tighter than her sister's, and she meets some resistance, but Sarah just pushes harder and forces her cock down. She doesn't care if she ruins the 5-year-old. She just wants to ravage her tiny throat pussy. Emily gags harder than her sister. Her tiny throat is bulging and completely stuffed by her aunt's 12-inch cock. The small girl's mind goes blank as she's violated. Tears are streaming down her face. She wants it to stop, but her aunt's hips just keep slamming into her. She tries to scream, but it just comes out as a muffled whimper. She looks up into her aunt's eyes, trying to plead with her to stop, but all it does is make Sarah go even faster. She wants to see those pretty eyes roll to the back of the young girl's head. Emily has no choice but to endure the throat fucking. Sarah feels that she's about to come. She pulls out of the preteen throat pussy and throws her on the ground next to her sister. She jerks her cock until she starts coming all over their faces and gaping mouths, both of their mouth pussies completely ruined. She knows her sister will be back soon, but she doesn't care. She wants her sister to see what she did to her precious little girls. They're her rape dolls now. Her sister needs to understand. Her tiny, young, preteen daughters are just holes for her to fuck. Their bodies belong to her.